Yes, that's the question again. That lechura, if you have a chatis soif, that you're making that zoyz dom olamato l'shem and ola soif, the chura should be tirtza, because myself machichin olam, that's a chatis soif, because the mice you're doing it lamato, and also you're making a hazor not a mitzoy. So here the chura should be marat. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Smur says true, hachinam is taka true. That by this chatis seif will be meratza, and lefi shein hamenoches doimis lezvochim komar lezvochim ple leifos. Means to say nechnami by menoches taka we have this case according to Rabbi Shimon that the machshava is not possible because it's minkura the machshava is psula who are dim leifos also by this chatis seif. If you're making that zoyis adom lamatom, then you have in mind to do it l'shem. Or l'seif, it would not pass, it would be maratza. Because nikka clearly, it's my son mechichon aleh, that it's not, it's a machshav psula. So that's the way Rabba learns pshat in the Bishimin, that when the machshav is nikeris, and echnami, then it does not pass, and it's even maratza. Now the Gemara says, kodshe kudoshim, sheshtochtem betzofen, l'shem kodshem kalem lirtzu. According to Rabba, if you have a kodshe kodoshim, let's say you have a korban oila, a korban chatis, that the shechit is supposed to be done on tzofen side, and b'shas you're doing it then, you have in mind l'shem kodshem kalim, you have in mind that you bring in this chatis l'shem mishlomim, or this oila l'shem mishlomim, l'itzu. According to Rabbi Shimon, it should be kosher. Why? Ma'aseh mechichon aleihim to kodshe kodoshim ninu. The mice is clearly that it's only a kodshim, that's a kodshim kodoshim. It's not a kodshim kalim. Because the kodshim kalim would have been kodshim kalim, then bedorim heavy yavudlu. Then where's the place to make the shchit and the kodshim kalim like a shlomim? On the door on the south side of the Azara, not on the north side. So here that you made the shchit on the north side, records nikka clearly that it is a kodshim kodoshim. So this machshava should not pass according to b'shimin. Tomorrow says no. When did the Torah say the kodshe kalim, like a shlomim or bechor, the shechita could be done on the south side? It just means to say af bedorim that it could also be done on the dorim. But bedorim v'le b'tzofen miyomar. But does it say that it has to be on the south side and not on the north side? It's not true. If you want, you'll have to bring it on the north side also. So if even though you're shechting this korban oil now on the north side. But if you have in mind the shame of Korban Shlomim, it will take and make it to Avila Olu Lubayn L'Mishum Chayva. Because it's not nikur whether this shechita is a oila or a chatis. It's not to be learned. Shechitos and mechomok can be azara. At any place in the azara, it's kosher the shechita for kochim kalim. So therefore, even on the north side also it's kosher. Therefore it's good, why it would be a machshav psula. Now the Gemara is though. But what's going to be the case of kochim kalim sheshochtan bedorum l'shem kochim kadoshim? Let's say you have a korban shlomim that you make the shechita on the south side of the azara. So that's a mokum only for kochim kalim and not for kochim kadoshim. And when you're making the shechita of this shlomim, you have in mind l'shem kochim kadoshim. Is l'irtzu, according to Rabbi Shimon, it should even be olul l'shem bailam, l'shem chayvim, l'shem bailam. Why? Because my sayyam achichin aleim. The mice is machich over here to kochim kalim nino. That this korban is a kochim kalim. Why? Because the kochim kadoshim pitzofen never yavanu. How could you have a machshava to say the shlomim should be done now the shem and oila? If it was an oila, the shchita would have been done bedafka on the north side of the azara. Now that it's done on the south side of the azara, the chur that's nikka, we could tell clearly it's not an oila, but rather shlomim. So I'm not telling this to my answer. No, that kochim kadoshim. Ninu, that maybe really it is a kodshe kadoshim. Or nevar hu di ovar v'shachu l'ubadarim. Could be just l'maisa, the crane's making a mistake. In other words, true, you have a korban shlomim now, and you're doing amadarim. But you have in mind l'shem and oila. That's not nika, clearly that's not an oila. It could be really, maybe, you could think it is a korban oila. Aye, how come you're doing the shkita on the dorim side? You're making a mistake. But it's not nikka clearly that the korban is not a korban oila. Therefore, the machshav is not nikkeris. Therefore, it would pass according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara Yochi, if so, machabas l'shem macheshes nami. If you have a minchas machabas, and get nuts in a frying pan, and you have in mind that you want to bring in a deep pan, the macheshes is high the kokomets law the macheshes. I what? That maybe really b'shastik kemitz is doing it really l'shem macheshes, and high the macheshes not like maybe really the person made a neder to bring this mincha in a deep pan. That's where he's supposed to bring it. We see him right now bringing it in a machavas in a frying pan. They'll answer maybe like this: the Haidi Meisla b'machavas. That's that he's bringing it right now in a frying pan. The macheshesi. Maybe really take it's the minchas macheshes. Maybe really that was the neder. The neder was to bring a macheshes. Just a never who the ovar the yaseir b'machavas. Maybe just the crane's making a mistake right now, and instead of bringing it in a deep pan, he's bringing it in a frying pan. Therefore, if you have this mincha that's being brought in a frying pan, and you have in mind now b'shas mitzvah that it should be done in a deep pan, maybe that machshava should pass l'kurs Rabbi Shimon, because it's not really nikur that it's not a macheshes. Maybe really this mincha is a minchas macheshes, and it should be done in a deep pan. So as the mitzvah, the crane made a mistake and now brought it in a frying pan. The same way you say the svar by this kotcher kadoshim, even though the mitzvah the shechit is being done at dorim. You could still make a mistake and think maybe it's really a korban olah. What is it doing a dorm? So the kohen made a mistake. So maybe he will so. Really, it's a minchas marcheshes. What is it doing in a machavas? The kohen maybe made a mistake. So if so, this machshava should pass the kohen to Rabbi Shimon. The Torah says no. Hosom kinami b'marcheshes nodar by the mincha. Even if it was really true that this person made a neder to bring the mincha in a marcheshes in a deep pen. But still, now that the kohen brings this mincha in a frying pan, the lachar is machavas hevi. In Nuchas Menachas, we'll see later on that lemaisa this mincha becomes into a mincha machavas. That's what it is. It's like another mincha machashas. So if we hear the maisa is mechicha leho, kid it's not like we learned the Gemara later we'll have, that a oimer, somebody says, horei olai b'machavas, I want to bring a mincha in a machavas. I want to bring in the frying pan. But maybe the macheshes at the end it came out that the kohen brought it in the deep pan was the opposite way. The macheshes, the Yisrael says he wants to make a mincha menada to bring a macheshes in the deep pan. But by mistake, the heavy b'machabas, they brought the mincha in the frying pan. Alochris masha hevi hevi. The mincha that you brought is a kosher mincha. But you should know, v'yidei nidra lo yotza, v'yidei not yotza neder. In other words, this is not really a minchas macheshes. Since lemaisa now you put it into machavas, it changes into a minchas machavas. So true, it's a kosher minchas machavas, but you're not mekayim your neder. Your neder was to bring a macheshes. Here this mincha changes over, it goes boss of the kli that you bring it in now. And now it became a machavas, not a macheshes. So therefore, by this mincha, now that lemaisa you bring it in the machavas, if you have a mind to do it in a macheshes, that machshava means nothing. It's nikkur clearly that it's not a macheshes, but rather it's a machavas, because we go after the clear that it's in right now. So Moses says, no, but duma maybe omazul havi the machavas for havi the macheshes. Like maybe this case is a little bit different. Maybe here the case that he said omazul havi the machavas, he said he was going to bring it in a machavas, and maybe the macheshes. In this case, because it's not, like we'll learn the Gemara later, that we'll say, Zu lehavi b'machbas, you say you want this mincha, you say the Loshen Zu lehavi, it should be brought in a frying pan, and then by mistake, maybe b'macheshes, it's brought in a macheshes, but that's the opposite way. You say b'macheshes, Zu lehavi, it should be brought in a macheshes in a deep pan, maybe b'machbas, and you bring it in a frying pan, harei zu psula, see lemaisa through this pasul, so this is a machshava that would pasul. So kitzur, we see it's psula, the maisa see the mincha does not change over, but rather it's supposed to be a macheshes, and now that you bring it in a machavas, the maisa is psula. So back to the kash, you're going to come to Rabbi Shimon, so here also, maybe it's called a machshava, that's not nikeris. So Mora says no, le rabbonin hochinam enachnam, it is only going according to rabbonin shittim, that they hold this mincha is psula. But le Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon shittim, like we're going now according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds Kivan the Yomer Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi Shimon says over there, Afi de Nidra Yotza, that you are Yotzi and Neder, that even though you made a Neder to bring a Macheshes, even if you said Lashon of Zu Lahavi B'machavas, and you brought it in a Macheshes, He holds the Yotzi Yedei Nidre. Alma, what do we see according to Rabbi Shimon? That Kviyusa Demon Avulai Klomo, that even though it's you meant to bring in one Kli, that means nothing. Lamaisa depends upon which Kli right now it's in. For Loishna Omar Zuv, Loishna Omar Olai, it doesn't make a difference. Whichever way he says, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're Mekayim your Neder. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though you made a Neder to bring in the Macheshes, and later you bring in the Machabas, you're Mekayim your Neder. So Maisa, you see, you go Bosa where it is in right now, that's the Mincha it is. So Mela, if it's in a Machabas right now, and you have in mind to do it, Lashem Macheshes, that's called a Machshav, and that's Nikeris, that it's Sheker, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it does not pass. So Mara says, if so, Ela Mayat, if so, Oy lo, Korban Oy lo, Sheshokhto L'Shem Chatis Tirtzom, if the Kohen made a Shechita, or whoever made a Shechita L'Shem Chatis, it should be Maratza. Why? Tehai Zohar Vay Nekeva. Stam in Oy lo is a Zohar. Stam in Chatis is Nekeva. So when you made this Oy lo L'Shem Chatis, it's Nika clearly that's Shechem. So Mara says, no. Kivon Yika Soyu Nosi, the Zohar, there is a Chatis that the Nosi, the Melech brings, which is a Zohar. Lo Yediyah, therefore not sure. Say b'shechta this zocher this oyla b'shem echatis. The reason why it's in a maratza is because maybe you meant echatis nothing. What's going to be though? Omar l'shem echatis yochid Michael meimer. Let's say the shechet says clearly he's shechting right now a korban oyla and he has the mind to do it l'shem echatis yochid. If so, it should be maratza. And v'su echatis yochid sheshochto l'shem oyla tirza. If you have a echatis yochid which has to be in a keva. If the person made the shechita l'shem an oyla, which an oyla usually is a zachor, tirtza should also be a zachor. The chatis nekeva be a zachor. So the chura, it should be nikar that the machshav is tzula. So it should not pass l'kurent Rabbi Shimon, and we don't hear this. Hashem Yifu only says by menachas, not by zvachim. Mashra by zvachim, all over, it is a machshav that at least makes it ein emaratza. The question is why? He could have machshav is by a karbonis, also that's nikar, so that's a sheker. Someone says, no, I tell you, Michse Bialya, I'll tell you the pshat is you can't tell whether it's Zohar and a Keva. It's covered up with its tail. The tail of the animal covers it up, you can't tell what it is. See if it's not Nika the Machshava. Someone says, Hotay Nachecha the Yaisi Kivsa. If you bring a lamb has a tail, there it covers up the Makkam that you can tell whether it's Zohar and a Keva, so it's covered up that you can't tell. But I see Seira, the Michael and Mema, so they bring a goat. By a goat, you can't tell the difference between a zachor. You could tell the difference between a zachor and a keva. A seerah goat doesn't have a tail, therefore the chutz nika. So, if you bring a chatis yochid l'shem menela, it should be maratza, should be kosher. So, most ever with the svaras like this better. Ela, I'll tell you, bein zchorim l'nekevus lava da tail the inchi. People don't think about this. That's true. If they really look carefully, they could tell. But the man, you don't look at it. An animal looks alike to you. So therefore, if you're making a shechita on a chatis yochid, which is in the keva, and you have a mind to do with the shem and oyla, that machshav is not nikar, that's a sheker. Because people are not abaited, they don't think about it, whether it's a zocher in the keva. So therefore, the machshav passes. Now the Gemara still asks though, what's going to be a pesach? Sheshachotu l'shem oshom lirtzu. You have a korban pesach that you shecht l'shem a korban oshom. It should be maratza according to Rabbi Shimon. Tahai ben Shono, Vahai ben Shtayim. A Pesach has to be only 1 year old or less. And a Oshim has to be at least 2 years old. Say so, it's Nikur, then it's a Machshav of Sula. Smur says, no. Kivun Dika Oshim Noziv Yoshim Metzaira. Lepsikale, these Oshamas also come 1 year old. So therefore, it's not Nikur, then it's a Machshav of Sula. It could be this 1 year old Korbin is really an Oshim. It's an Oshim Metzaira, Oshim Noziv. Therefore, the Machshav apostles. What's going to be though, let's say the Sheikh says clearly, he's shechting right now Korban Pesach, and he says clearly, I want to do it L'Shem, Oshem Gizelos, L'Shem Oshem Milois, Michael Meima, the Chur that's Nikah, that's a Sheker, because the Pesach is only going to be 1 year old. Now you're doing L'Shem the Korban, that has to be 2 years old. So it's Nikah, clearly that's a Sheker. V'su, and also, what's going to be if he's shechting an Oshem Gizelos, the Oshem Milois? You shecht in this korban oshem, which is 2 years old now, and you have in mind b'shach shchita sheshach to mushrim pesach. You have in mind to do with the shem korban pesach. If lechur l'itzur, it should also be kosher emaratza. Why? Because the nika clearly that it's not a machshava. That it's a machshava sheker. Pesach ben Shono, Vahani ben Shtei Shonim. So the answer for these questions are, Ella, what you have to say is, that I tell you, ben Shono, leben ben Shtei Shonim, lava that title in Shei also, people cannot tell so much the difference between a one-year-old and a two-year-old. Why? The Ikra ben Shono, the Mechseke ben Shtayim. Sometimes you have a big animal, it's only 1 year old, but it looks like 2 years old. And the opposite way also. Sometimes Vika ben Shtayim, there's an animal that's 2 year old, the Mechseke ben Shtayim looks like 1 year old. So therefore it's also, it's not nikka clearly that the Machshav is a Machshav of Psula, therefore even the crunching of the Shimon, this Machshav would pass him. The Moriesta, what's going to be though? Soyir, Sheshochtu, Lushim Osham, Lirtsu. You bring in a Soyir, and you're making a shchita l'shem and osham. A soyer is a goat. Let's see, a bechatis. Bringing in a soyer, and you shecht it now l'shem and korban osham. Now a korban osham, Rashi says, ain't a bread lemon akvosim. Only comes from sheep or from lambs. And so it's nikka clearly that's a machshava psula. Why the high tzemer? The lambs have wool on it. Why seyer? And a goat has hair, not wool. So you can tell the difference clearly. So who that machshava should not passel. The Gemara says, yes, still, Amri, I'll tell you, Dichra Uchmahu, maybe it's only a black one. And like Rashi says, because most Syrians are black, so people think right now also, the tail is like a Dichra, it's like a black one, it's like a black sheep, so you can't tell the difference. Rashi says, most time, Takawa, the Ayol is black, so it could be if they're black, you can't tell the difference. So kids say, you can't tell the difference. Therefore, the Machshav Apostles, according to Rabbi Shimon. But it still says, what's going to be though? Egel upar. Let's say you take a calf or a par. Sheshochto mushum pesach. You take and you make a shchit l'shem akorm pesach. The chur here, the chur, it's nick clearly, that's not a korm pesach. A pesach can't be from an egel or a par. Take a chatis, which is an egel or a par. Also, the gurgoyin par kreni mashiach. Sheshochto l'shem pesach. V'yosham. Shem boy melo menat soin lirtsu. The here clearly is different. A par is not a tzoin, is not cheap. Like an ox is not a sheep. So if you take this ox, this chattis, and you shecht it now, the shame of Pesach of Yoshim, which comes only from lambs, is lirtsu, it should be kosher. The yegel of par, the Pesach of Yoshim leko. You can't bring korban Pesach or korban Yoshim from an yegel or a par. So according to the Shimin, this machshav is niker, that it's a shekem, so machshav should not passel, the way Rabbi learns from the Shimin. So Mara says, Enochanam is taika true that way. Then these two cases, the Shimon would agree, the Machshava does not passel. If so, my Zvochim, what did the Shimon mean to say? It's only by Menachas, not by Zvochim. He only meant to say Rav Zvochim. That most Zvochim, it's not Nikr, the Machshava passels. But here we have a Chattis of a Par, and Yeshetim El Hashem of Pesach or Noshem, that it's Nikr clearly, that it's Sheker, it's not that Korbin, and Ekonami, this Machshava would not passel, and the korban would be kosher. This is the way Rabbi so far answered the stira in Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara gives more to it. Rabbi says like this: Lekash, there is no stira in Rabbi Shimon. One place Rabbi Shimon says that by Menachas the Machshava passels, and one says so. In one place says it does not. Can I tell you bekaymes mincha l'shem mincha? Can bekaymes mincha l'shem zevach? That according to Rabbi, the time of Rabbi Shimon is not because it's nikar that the machshav is psula. That's not the reason. But really, we'll soon see, the more explains, that mincha l'shem mincha, if you bring a kmitzah of one mincha, and you haven't more to do with the shem another mincha, the reason why it's kosher according to Rabbi Shimon is because the pasuk says, v'zois teres ha-mincha. There's a rebu here to say that Torah achas t'chol ha-menachis. All the minchas have one halacha. Therefore, if you make a kmitzah of a minchas machavas, l'shem a minchas macheshes, that's why it's ksheira. That says teres a mincha, there's no psul shinu kodesh from a mincha to a mincha. Ma'ashen kein mincha l'shem zevach, but if you bring the kmitzah sa mincha, and you have a mind l'shem a korban eila, v'zois teres a mincha v'zevach like siv, it doesn't say zois teres a mincha v'zevach. They're not the same, they're two different halachas. Therefore, here, the machshav apostles. Even though Lamaise it's nikka clearly, that's the machshava psula. What do you mean you're making a kmitza l'shem a korban? It's not a korban. Still, the machshava apostles, that's the way Rebbe learns pshatim Reb Shimon. The only reason why mincha l'shem mincha is kosher, because it's exeris hakosiv, v'zois teres mincha. So, what is the question on Rebbe? I've got tonim of nation, I say, mechichin alei kamal. I before said on the Brice, the Tanakh from Shimon is, because the Maisa, what you're doing is Nikr, we could tell clearly that it's a Sheker. So according to you, then for sure, Pai Minchel Hashem Zephra, it should be Kosher. So Mura says, no, according to Rovo, Hochi Komar. Here's what the Brice meant to say according to Rav Shimon. That Al Flagab de Machshavo, Kile Minkri, Vetivsol. So Rashi explains what means to say is Afar P means really according to Rava and according to Rav Ashi, the bigger the psul, the bigger we see the sheker, that's more of a svar. The Torah should say that it's psul. That's called the machshava psula. Like Rashi says, like Yom, people should not come to say mutum l'shamas b'kabonis. You're allowed to change around kabonis. So the bigger the psul is, the more it's nicker, really it's psul. So meant to say was like this. Al Fagad the Machshav the Mincha actually says, is that really true that by Mincha it's not Nikka? No, even though really it is Nikka, and Betivsel and Svara, it should become Posel, but still, the Posek says, Vizayis Teres HaMincha. There's a Posek here to say that Terach of the Chol HaMenachis, that all the Menachis, one Machshav to one Mincha to another Mincha does not pass it. For the Gemara so, oh my Abba Bezrachim Einakim, what does it mean to say by Zrachim it's not that way then? So what does it mean to say? It's like this. That Al-Fagav, the Shchitachas L'Kulon, even though really the Machshava is not Nikah, that it's Posel, because really it's all one Shchitah. So if so, the Machshava is not Nikah. So maybe that's a Svar to say that it should be Kosher. And now we're saying just the opposite. If it's Nikah, that it's a Sheker, that's a bigger reason to say it should be Posel. But by Zvochim, that the Shchit is not Nikr, what type of Shchit you're doing, maybe should not become possible. So the answer is, the Shchit Achat Kulon, the Zoyis Teres HaMincha V'Zevach Leksiv, but does not say in the Posek, Zoyis Teres HaMincha V'Zevach. So therefore, Taka, by Zvochim L'Maisa, there is a Psul Machshava. Only by Menachis, since it's a special Zeros HaKosiv, of the Zoyis Teres HaMincha, that from one Mincha to another Mincha, the Machshava does not passel. But then Echnami, Machshava to a Zevach, or Machshava to a Kabbalah itself, or does Pasul. So Moses says, Elo Meyatib so, Chatis Chaylev, Sheshokta Lishum Chatis Dam. If a person did a Chet, that he ate Chaylev. So he has to bring a Chatis. So when the Kohen makes the Shkir, whoever makes the Shkir, he doesn't mind, Lishem a Chatis of eating Dam. That's the opposite way. That's Lishum Chatis of Oshkir Chotim. That's Lishum Chatis Nozir. Lishum Chatis Mitzera. Take shame of a tirtza. Lachriz maybe the korban should still be kosher and it should be meratza. Even though it's a chatis, making the shchit l'shem another chatis. But the ma'isa, the Yom Rachman, the Torah says though, v'zoyz teres ha-chatis, the pasuk says. So Chol quotes Rabbi Shimon, we should ask him to say, so the Rav is learning now, that a terach has the chol ha-chatois, that is one terah for the chatois. Therefore, if you shecht one chatis, l'shem another chatis, it should still be kosher. Just like you're saying a minchel, Hashem a minchel is kosher. So Moshe says, "Nechnami l'Rabbi Shimon Nachnami, because Rabbi Shimon left halacha." But the Rabbanon they all know, Roma Rova that chatas chelif sheshoft l'shem chatas dam, that l'shem chatas abas chovim is ksheira l'shem chatas noz l'shem chatas m'sayu psula. Why? Tani olus biadayu ninu. That's the Gemara's answer. Then Nechnami the Rova takes laws like this. Again, the Rebbe says a chatas chelif sheshocht l'shem chatas dam l'shem chatas avos chovim is like a ksheira, even though it's a shem under the korban. But we dash in the pasuk zayis teres chatas. But what's going to be if you shecht the regular chatas l'shem chatas nozim l'shem chatas mesira? Here it's psula. Why? Ta'ani olus badayinu, because the ma'isa nozim and the mesira have to do the korban earlier also. So maybe here it's called an akira, as if you shecht in the first chatas l'shem and ola. Therefore, here Taka it's psula. Rashi says, we could say maybe l'shem oilas nazir shachat, but in chatat l'shalei l'shmo, yeah. Ksheira l'hakrif, people think that's kosher. That's why it's possible. So, kit to the family, more interesting. According to Rav, will Taka be true that chatat l'shem chatis is Taka ksheira? Mor says that Ravacha b'rei the Rav master law l'kulu l'psula. He also know that all these chatoyis. A chatis chelif shtok l'shem chatis dam is also possible hakriv. Why? Because he says the pasuk says v'shochat oisol l'chatis. You have to shech this korban for the chet for the chatis. So we dash in l'shem oisol chatis. You could only shech the chatis for that chet that you did. So according to him, there's a special zeros akosiv by chatis. That even though it says v'shochat chatis, but it's a special gzera to cross over here, that the chatas has to brought the shame, the chet that you did. Ravashi says, like Kash is no stira. Yeah. So Kitsa, so far this is Rav's teretz, that the answer to Rav Shimon was that Menachis are different, Zeres teretz are Mincha, and the answer to Rav Shimon says that Mincha is Psula, that's what we have in more in the Shem of Zevach. So far we have two terutzim, Rav's teretz, Chilu between Chinu Kodesh and Chinu Bailim, and Rav's teretz, Chilu between Mincha Lashem Mincha, or Mincha Lashem Zevach. Now the third teretz is, Ravashi Yomel Akash is no Steven Rav Shimon. Kan the claimates machavas l'shumacheshes. One, you just mentioned the shame of the kli that you're making a kmitza on a machavas l'shumacheshes. The attack is not possible. But kan the claimates minchas machavas l'shem minchas macheshes. There would become possible. Machavas l'shem macheshes b'monako mechashiv u'machshove b'monalei poslom. When you're having a frying pan, a kmitza in a frying pan, and you have a more to do with the shame of Macheshes, you're thinking in the Kli. That's the Svarna of Shimon. So the Kli does not puzzle. The Machshav in the Kli does not puzzle. But if you have in mind the Minchas Machavas, Lishum Minchas Macheshes, then Mincha, the possible Machshav, the Komachashiv, you're thinking in the Mincha. And in the Mincha in Echnam, even according to Shimon, if you bring a Mincha, Lishem another Mincha, he also holds a Psul Machshav. That's a teretz to the Sira of Shimon. That if you only mention the kelim, the you say the machavas should be done the shem of macheshes. So since you're only thinking about the kelim, the kli doesn't puzzle. But where you mention the word mincha, you're thinking of the mincha and echnami. Then according to Rabbi Shimon, even by menachis, there's a machshava psula. So the Gemara also asks now, according to Rabashi, I've told you learned before the v'neishu ma'aseh machichin aleha kamar. We said before the reason why Rabbi Shimon says mincha l'shem mincha is not psula, because the ma'aseh is machichin is nikkel clearly that that's a sheker. So as Rabashi learned, so more into zochik come. This is what I meant to say. Again, al fagav the machshava minkeri tifsol, that even though it's a machshava saminko, adarav there's more of a svara that it should puzzle. Like we said before, both the Rav and Rabashi hold that the more that we can tell that the machshava is a machshava psula, that's a reason to puzzle. But why does Rav Shimon say it's not puzzle according to Rabashi? Because you're only thinking about the kli, and one kli to another kli, there's no machshava psula in a kli. If so, okay, what do you mean to say? Rabbi Zvachim is not that way. He meant to say this. That even though it's not nikkah so much the psul, so maybe it's not such a shvar to pasul, but still yes, since lemaisi and mechashiv in the korban itself, and in the korban itself you could have a psul machshava, therefore the machshava pasuls. So by mincha also, according to Rabashi, if you think about the mincha itself to bring this mincha, l'shem another mincha, that's a psul machshava, would pass on the mincha. But if you only think on the machavas, l'shem machesh, just on the kelim, on the kli, there's no psul machshava. Omalei ravacha b'rei the rov l'ravashi, if so, chareva mishum balula, amayam rav shimin. If you bring in a dried out mincha, and you have a mind to do with l'shem balula, so amay meaning, why is it kosher? And the Chura Rashi says, why is the kosher over here? You're not thinking about a kli. So who are you thinking about the mincha over here? You're supposed to be a dry mincha, so by minchas kenois, there's no shem in there, and you have a mind to do it now, l'shem balula. So you're not mentioning about the kli, the Chura, it's about the mincha, it should pasul. Sakam and Shimon hold is not pasul. So amayam Reb Shimon, so Marintas amalei, l'shem bila b'yama. He doesn't really mean the mincha, but just means mishum bila b'yama. Rashi says kibul leitka behedya minchas chareva. He doesn't say the word mincha. L'shem minchas blula divrei ruach biyamaninu. Command yama reini kaimes l'shem davracha. Just means the shame something else, but does not mean to mention a mincha. So it's like he's just saying the kli to a kli. That's why it's not possible. For the moriyachi is so l'shem shlomim nami l'shem shlomim biyama. If it makes a mincha l'shem shlomim also. L'shem shlomim doesn't mean the korban shlomim. Maybe it just means l'shem shlomim b'yama. So Moses says, no, hachi yashto. Hosam zevach gufik re'shlomim. There the korban itself is called the shlomim. Yesir, the pasuk says, ha'makir v'zama shlomim. Ha'zorik v'zama shlomim. But hacha mincha gufo mi'ikri blula. So the pasuk called the mincha itself blula. The pasuk says, v'cho mincha blula b'shemim k'siv. Blula b'shemim ikri. Blula stomala ikri. It's only called the blula b'shemin, but not stama blula. So therefore, stama blula does not mean a mincha, just means blula b'yam stama niksha by itself. Therefore, that machshav is not in the mincha, it is not possible. So the kids, so far we have three trutzim in the theory of Rabbi Shimon, Rabba, Rav, and Rabashi. Now then we'll explain how come one does not hold like the other one. Alright, we'll start off from here again on the next day. We'll just go to this first now. Kula Karabala Yamri, the other Rabbi Machshav, the Midka Pasal Achmona. They don't hold like Rabbi Svari. Don't forget, the more it's Nikka, the more it's Pasal. Karabala Yamri, the Zerstot Lamash, no Dashal Zerstotis. Karabashla Yamri, Mishum Kushin of Achabre, the Rabbi. Now, Mizlav Shitla, the Rabbi, Lagis, the Rabbi, Lagis, the Bodhi Rav Hoshia. The Bodhi Rav Hoshia, the Yamla Boy Mine, the Hoshia, the Rabbi. Minchla Shum Zerah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day.